Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. My website is www.jbsba.com, and when you get there, be sure to subscribe to my free newsletter. I think you'll like it. If you don't, you can unsubscribe. You can actually do that yourself. We actually have the technology available where you do it yourself. We don't even touch it. You just take yourself right off our list. So check that out when you get a chance. We want to make it easy for you to get in, and if you want out, you can get out easily. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest and our good friend, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting, also Safe at Home, which is still an absolute required book, in my opinion, for anybody who has a business at home or even has any kind of property, any kind of technology at home. They need that book. Jeffrey Zabar, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. And, you know, Jeffrey, talking about the Safe at Home book, one of the things that people – I think what's a little bit insidious and what slips up on people is how much stuff they have. I mean, think about when you moved into your house and you got ready to move out of it, how much more stuff you had. It's right. The same thing with what's in our computers, isn't it?
Right.
We don't realize.
There's so much we don't even realize it.
We don't realize, and it's there when we need it unless we've lost it.
If we were to hold up our, you know, ask for a virtual raise of hands of how many people have backed up their data in the past week, in the past month, in the past 6 months.
Ever.
ever. You know, I mean, I used to do backups onto a floppy disk.
Right.
And now I do backups to a zip disk. And I just got what's called a Maxtor external hard drive, which I'm going to review and install and review. Which is a hard drive that plugs into your USB or FireWire port,
yeah.
And you ID the files to back up, whether they're Word documents, Excels, PowerPoints, images, you know, digital pictures, family pictures, business pictures, even your email. How many people have backed up their PST files, mm-hmm. all their emails, that you don't do it, and you in many instances would be way up that creek if you lost all that correspondence.
Might be out of business.
You could be out of business because how many of us, and I know I'm guilty of this, I may have correspondence from somebody who has not made it into ACT. I've not migrated their information, their contact
right.
information into ACT, and it's all in, you know, I got to go look up that email with his telephone number, which is a horrendous thing to consider if, God forbid, something should go wrong. And it could be, you know, it could be an electrical strike, it could be a hard drive malfunction, it could be a kid pouring a glass of juice down on the CPU and just screwing the thing up. Mm. Some of it can be, you know, with some maladies, they can be resurrected by taking it to a rescue, you know, a PC rescue type person. But some of these things, if you're out, you're out of luck.
Well, and that's one of the things that I liked about Jeff's book, Safe at Home, is it tells you about how to do these things. It reminds you about some of the things that you need to do to not only take care of your equipment and your information, but also yourself. Jeffrey, one of the things I know you want to talk about today is how to manage the diamonds and the stones, how to
right.
manage the business cycles. You remember, you probably are too young to remember that John Denver song about 20-something years ago called Some Days a Diamond, Some Days a Stone.
I do not remember it.
I told you, folks, he's just a baby. But anyway, it was a good song. But I thought about that when you mentioned that you want to talk about the cycles of business, managing the, you know, the highs and the lows. You know, some days you walk in, it's a diamond. Some days it's a stone.
Right.
How do we do that?
And managing those two, as you know, and as any entrepreneur out there knows, it's truly managing those cycles. And it's not even the macro. It's the macro and the micro. It's the knowing that, you know, had we known 4 years ago that we were going to go through what we went through for the, you know, for 18 to 24 months, that I sort of joked about it. After the fact, the federal government came out and said we were just in a recession. And I'm like, well, thanks for telling us that we were, you know, I mean, as if we didn't realize it through the business cycle itself. So it's the macro, but it's also the micro. After I sent you the email and, you know, we were corresponding yesterday, I got a call from an editor who wanted to kill an article of mine, had assigned an article, and I wrote it, and the contract had a kill fee contingency, and it didn't fit what he was looking for or the size of the publication, so he had to kill it. So to me, it's not that I lost, you know, 75% of the billings on that one single
right.
article. It's the fact that, you know, I don't like those curveballs. He
right.
says, well, at least you're going to get some money out of it. I'm like, well, it's not the money. It's the byline. I like to see
right.
the word.
Well,
you know,
and you had put yourself into that project, and you
right.
wanted to see it to fulfillment. I mean, this is something you've created, and it's kind of one of your little fledglings that you're pushing out of the nest.
100%. So it's the micro, you know, the cycles that come and go, the micro lows, as they were. That, you know, it's not that big a deal, but it's, you know, it did you know, leave a thought in my mind as to, did I do something wrong? And so I called the editor who assigned, and we're going to have a call later today just to make sure that I was on target, whatever the case may be. It's how you look at it. I mean, I'm a perennial optimist. I mean, it could be shattered on the floor with the milk spilt everywhere, and my glass is still half full. So it's how we look at life and that attitude that we bring forward that I think helps best, you know, set the stage for how we're going to deal with these highs and especially these lows.
Well, the thing you have to take into every day is what I call the small business attitude, success attitude. And here's what I actually wrote something down about this, Jeff, and I you made me think of it. I hadn't thought about it before, but here's the way I think about it. This is what I call the small business success attitude. I accept that my small business will face challenges every day. As I begin my day, I will assume the attitude that regardless of the number of challenges or the degree of difficulty, if my business is to survive, I must face each one. Therefore, I know that the only thing in question today is how well I will respond to challenges, and the future of my business may depend on the answer to that question.
That's dead on.
Every day is, and I said some days a diamond, some days a stone. The truth is every day is going to have both. Some of
right.
both, and you're going to get. And you know, one of the things that I think, Jeff, that I think about when I think about these types of the types of hits that you were talking about, and that's the phone ringing. In a
right.
small business, when the phone rings, you never know if it's going to be somebody saying, as you said, I'm canceling the order, or somebody saying, you know what, you guys are doing such a great job, I'm doubling what we were doing with you.
Right.
You never know when the phone rings, but you still have to pick up the phone, don't you?
You still have to pick it up, and more to the point, you still have to pick it up with a positive attitude
yep.
in your voice. Because those who are pessimistic, those who are having a bad day, you know, sort of the bad hair day in the office, it's important that we realize that opportunity could exist. So if you're in a bad mood and it's going to come out through your voice, don't answer or fake it until you hang up.
You have to fake it. Stand by, 20 after, actually. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, and Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Jeffrey, we desperately need to know how to find you online.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
You got a new look there on your site, don't you?
I redid the whole site. You know, that's one of the things that when things get slow, not necessarily down, but when things get slow, I'm a proponent of creating what I call the big target. You know, what Fast Company used to call the wow project, just
mm-hmm.
something that inspires you to get up and get at it every day. And whether it's a proposal for a client or, you know, going out and seeking that client, or in my case, in this instance, it was going out and working on that website and truly putting it together. And I had a designer create it, and then I had it posted at a service called Acrosoft that I can go in and change any of the copy. I can post
you
images.
You got control of the administrative elements administrative control over your site, which is very important. More and more every day. We have that capability too. And the thing is you can change. You can do that from wherever you are in the world.
I type in the password and the user. I go to the web link and type in the user ID and password, and I can change anything. If something happens that I say I got to change, just throw up a little blurb about something going on, or if I'm speaking somewhere and I want to put it up, or if the results are out.
What you're talking about, Jeff, is your. And by the way, your books are available there too, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
But the thing, what you're talking about is, is this is a great way to get yourselves out of a rut or out of a hole or out of a funk is to find something that you can do that you pretty much know you can be productive at. In other words, if you strike out this time, you know, go where you know you can get a base hit the next time and try to get yourself back up. One of the things that I was talking earlier about that phone call coming in. You know, sometimes you get a phone call and you pick up the phone and it's an unfortunate phone call. And the next time the phone rings, you say, you know, I don't want to answer that phone. And I had got myself into that a few years back. And when times were a little tough and I finally had to say this to myself, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. And I've been saying that on the show for a long time. And so then I'd answer the phone and it would be that person saying, "Hey, I've been thinking about you. I got this big deal I want to give you." You know, and if I had answered the phone, as you said earlier, if I had answered the phone all, you know, down and down in the mouth and everything, then the other person on the other line, probably on the other end of the line, probably would have sensed that. And they would have said, "You know, maybe I've made a mistake. Maybe I shouldn't give this business to that guy."
Right.
But let's talk about managing the highs. Because, Jeffrey, some people might be saying, "Well, what do you mean manage the highs? The highs manage themselves, don't they? But really, you have to manage those too, don't you?"
I tell you what, in brief, I'll give you an example. Between 98, 99 and early 2000, we were kicking on all 12 cylinders. Things were going, I mean, in this business especially, in this home office, things were going really strong. And one thing I tried to do during that time is never take on an air of superiority, never try and take a holier-than-thou attitude, always take people's phone calls.
Not act like the reason this is happening is because you're so smart.
Exactly. I just happen to be doing my business at a good time. I mean, it's sort of like when Bill was riding herd over the United States. I mean, things were kicking, and he did nothing to mess it up. It was a beautiful time, and that's what I was trying to do at the same time with my business. And, you know, there were still people out there who needed advice, and I'd give it away. I was still doing my free speaking gigs. You know, so we try and stay humble in when the highs come along, when the good times come along. And also managing the highs, in my eyes, is not taking on, because there's a lot of work coming your way. Either delegate or turn down that which will spread you too thin. Mm-hmm. Because it may seem like a good thing that you're getting all these job offers and all these projects, but if you can't handle them and you start blowing deadlines, that's an easy way to turn a high into a low for yourself and for your client. And
well,
your client
thing,
won't be a client for long.
I don't want to rain on any parades, but the other thing to remember is that it's not always whenever things get good, you know, they don't stay good. There will be another time when things will be slow, and it's always a good idea to sort of to pace your organization a little bit and to prepare while things are going well for another time. You know, you don't have
those
to stop
rainy days.
You don't have to stop the party, but you know, to prepare for that but the reason I think it's good to talk about managing the highs is because I think we're headed into a time when I've been saying this now for some time, I believe we're headed into a long-term expansion period. I think economically there are a lot of things that I see out there. There are some things that could be a problem, but there's a lot of things that are aligning that I think we're going to have some good times. I think it's going to be good for small business over the next few years.
Well, I'm hopeful. I agree. I see a lot of the signs. I see if the phone ringing and the email pinging is any sign, I think that you're right and that we see it coming along, and it's a matter of being prepared. You know, knowing what your, as they say in techies, you know, what your bandwidth, what the capacity of your bandwidth is, what you're able to deliver, mm-hmm. and setting limits and sticking to your business plan and realizing it needs to be flexible, but knowing that if things turn good, that you can grow. As a micro enterprise, do you have your network in place? Do you have your outsourcers in place that you can turn to help you out? So it's a matter of being prepared and ready to rock.
Give us your website one more time, Jeffrey.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
The author of Teleworking and Telecommuting, among other books. Thank you, Jeff. See you later.
Jim, it's always great. Thank
Good
you.
Good job today. Quick break. Right back with Jack Oldrich. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.